The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now, here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Well, good evening, listeners. It's Monday, right? And I just want to share with you that it's such a delight to be with y'all. And today we are going to do a little different approach, where I'm going to be in the hot seat and my wonderful friend, Rebel Medler, will be interviewing me. So I'm Divya Parekh, your host, but today I'm going to be a guest and be in the hot seat because, you know, it's always very easy to be on the other side and ask our guests several questions. So I'm going to put myself in the hot seat and make sure that how do I rank, you know? So we'll see how it goes and we'll get started. So first of all, thank you, Rebel, for interviewing me, and make sure that you don't keep any approaches soft. Go for whatever you want to go for.
Well, thank you for giving me full reins there. Hi, everybody. So let's put Divya in the hot seat today. Let's start with, you have a new book out. Can you tell us about the book? Give us the name. Let's start with that.
Absolutely. So I may not have shared the right information with you, Rebel. You know, like when you and I were talking, it's I'm still working on the book. I'm just so thrilled about it because the book is called Expert to Influencer, and it's very close and near and dear to my heart because I'm not talking about social media influencer. I'm not talking about celebrity influencers. I'm talking about an influencer that can be next door neighbor, that can be anyone.
So anyone can influence
people? Yes. And think about it. You know, so many people don't realize that in our day-to-day lives, we are influencing on a daily basis, even on a hour-by-hour basis. So think about it. If you're a parent and you come home after a hard days of work, your kids are sitting and they ask you something and you're like, you know what? I'm so tired. Just don't ask me. Let me relax and then I'll get to you. So the message that's going to these kids is that, okay, after work, my dad needs to relax or my mom needs to relax. And that work is strenuous, work is stressful. But at the same token, what happens is that before coming home, let's say you are sitting in your car for even if it's for 5 minutes, and then you take that deep breath, and then you create that shift in your perspective that I'm home, and yes, I am tired, and yet the energy that I'm going to get by sharing that love and spending time with my kids is going to be phenomenal. And when you walk in, you see your kids, and even before the smile breaks out on their faces, you're like, hey, buddy, what you up to? Or you're responding with that love. You know, your kid says that, oh, I would like to spend time with you, Dad, or like, I've got this homework. And rather than thinking you've just stepped in the house, but seeing that somebody loves you and are looking for your attention and your time, you go you sit down on the floor with them, or if you want to change, you just say, hey, you know what, just give me 5 minutes, I'll be right down. So just that answer, how you are showing up in life, it makes such a huge difference, not only how you're influencing others, but one key thing I want to share is how you're influencing yourself. Because before you give anything to anybody, you're experiencing that yourself.
I think a lot of people can benefit from that. Lots of people don't think before they speak. So, and you don't really think. I mean, at one moment, you're all wrapped up in your own feelings and you're not really caring about anybody else's. So you just blurt out what's going to feel good for you. And, you know, I guess if people were being, what would they call it, being mindful and living in the moment, they can learn to appreciate things and not be in those negative emotions.
You said it. It's about the negative emotions. And think about it. You know, one of the things I got to share this story. 2 or 3 weeks back, as you recall, Rebel, you know, what had happened was I could not speak. Literally, folks, I lost my voice. And so many times, you know, as you go on Amazon and you're seeing a lot of things are out of stock. So my voice went out of stock. It was just not available to me. And I'm an extrovert, folks. So, and I love people. So I love to talk. And it was like, even if I want to talk, I can speak and I can talk. So having that silence by my side, which was not intended by me, you know, I do have periods of silence during my meditation and during my walking meditation or just sitting and listening during my coaching sessions with people. It just opened up a Pandora's box for me. It was like being Alice in Wonderland. I was just sitting there and thinking, how could I communicate with other people? What was going on in my head? It just opened up so many layers that things begin from within us. And I do not recall who has said that, but there is a quote which says that the world is the way we see it. I don't remember exactly how the quote goes. And I was like, okay, I can't be with people in the way I'm used to, but I can still be with them. And you'll be surprised, folks. You know, I was able to go for groceries. I was able to communicate with people with a pen and paper and sometimes just using sign language. So having that pause is so beautiful. I never realized that silence could be so great. And when we talk about being mindful and being in the moment, it's about listening, just not hearing, right? A lot of times when we are in conversation with people, we're thinking of, oh, this person said this. We don't even let them finish their sentences sometimes. Sometimes you're thinking what you're going to tell them in response to what they have said. But if you focus full attention on them and listen to what they're saying, it just brings a different experience. And I gotta share, you know, my voice is not fully back. I mean, it might even crack sometimes, folks. So, but it's who I am. It's regardless on days when my voice is squeaky or not, it's who I am and I'm in your presence. And I just realized that the gift that we give to others, we end up giving to ourselves. And rather than thinking that, oh my goodness, silence is going to be such a burden. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was thinking about it on occasions where I'm trying to convey and communicate and it's not happening. But I learned to work around it and get back to grounding myself. And it's always the way I see myself is I'm work in progress and life's a journey. But it's about enjoying the process, enjoying the journey.
So many times people forget to enjoy the journey. That's life. It's too busy it's too time consuming and we're never doing what we need to do to take care of us. We're always doing for other people. Okay, it says, expert to influence how to position yourself for meaningful impact. What do you mean by meaningful impact?
Meaningful impact. So what I mean is that it's not just about, and of course, you know, folks, let me be very transparent here. It's when I talk about going from expert to influencer, so it does not mean that you don't work for yourself. I'm not asking you to give up everything or not desire for the quality lifestyle that you deserve. It's important to have a quality lifestyle because each and every one of you deserves that. When I talk about meaningful impact is that it's beyond the influence that we are talking about. So let me just kind of share. Very recently, and this is one of the stories that I have shared in the book, I'll just kind of give you a little glimpse into it and not share completely. Otherwise, what happens is it takes away from the book. We were recently in a robotics competition, and it's a team that I mentor. And the team did not have much money throughout the season, and yet, you know, they were keeping on marching forward and putting their heart and soul into it. And what was happening was that they were printing parts from 3D printer, you know, they would use it and it would break, and they were trying to be creative as to, okay, you know, we don't have this machine, we don't have this drill press, we don't have much money to go get, like, you know, very solid parts or backup motor. So all that did was, you know, yes, there were elements when things were not available, but it made them become creative. And so the impact the situation had on them is really, really big. And as I was watching, what happened was I would see the leaders that I have coached, and they have taken on the position of the leadership. And they would sit there and, like, you know, these are all youngsters, folks, in high school. So let's say they were like 10th graders and they were getting all upset and they were so angry that, you know, our robot is not even functioning. We can't even try it out. What's going to happen in the competition? And so many other people have so many better robots, and, oh, what's going to happen? And then the leader in the group of the team, they're sharing and saying that, okay, let's sit down. So what if our robot does not win? What is it going to happen? And then they got to start going deeper, and they were talking. And so the leader asks them, oh, you know, are you participating in any other sports? And the kid shared that, oh yeah, I'm in basketball. And then the leader asked, and this is, of course, you know, like a, probably a 17-year-old talking to a 15-year-old, do you win all the time? And the 15-year-old says, of course not. It's a team. And in sports, you win some, you lose some. And the leader said that, how is robotics different from that playing basketball game? And I was sitting in the corner, folks, watching this conversation happening, and this youngster, a 15-year-old, I could see his eyes wide open and that awareness seep through his body and the posture and his voice and his the way he was looking back at the leader, and he said, oh yeah. And he just kind of got up as a matter of fact, forgetting that he was in a bad mood, he was upset, and he continued to go and figure out, talking with his other teammates, as to what they could do for the part that was not available. So that's the impact I'm talking about. That's going to be long lasting. It's going to be far reaching. It's not just you impacting yourself, but the way you are showing up, the way you're influencing people, and the way you are growing. So here was the level, like, so I wanted to share is that so basically this leader is an expert, right? So the way he influenced his young team member was beautiful. And now this young leader, young student, the 15-year-old, not only is going to show up with that attitude in some aspects of his life, but he's going to pass it on to somebody else. So when I talk about meaning is that the meaning is in people's lives. It's just not about the number of likes or number of followers or number of people watching your YouTube and subscribing and leaving comments. It's about creating that meaning in somebody's life. It's about that far-reaching effect that where you have impacted somebody, it's not just for a day or for a second or for a minute. It is for the rest of their lives. It is about that young leader going up and showing work, or his younger brother or sister or his friends or his other team members. It's that far-reaching impact that I'm talking about. That's the meaningful impact.
So what I got out of that is experts already have a why, correct?
Yes. You got it. You are so smart.
So how does the meaningful impact relate to the expert's why?
Beautiful. Oh, gosh, Rebel, you know me so well. And it's such a thrill and honor and pleasure, you know, to talk to you at all times. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So basically, you got it. You said it in one sentence that experts have their why. Now, that's the reason they are in the business that they're doing, whether they're entrepreneurs, whether they are a mom, or whether they are, I mean, any place, right? When we talk about expert, they already have that knowledge. They already have a passion to make a difference. So that why is already there. But so many times what happens is that life creeps in. So many times what happens is that in the conundrum of life, in the obstacles, in the roller coaster of life, we forget what our why is. And then you're just kind of churning in and out, forgetting about your why. And you forget that how you're showing up and what you're doing can have a far-reaching effect. So when you elevate your status, not only mentally, not only through your mastery of your craft, not only in your messaging, not only how you are showing up, not only how you are communicating that message with your tribe, or how you're communicating that message with your fans, with your followers, with your family, with your friends, with a stranger in the airplane, with a person in the grocery store, whoever you are, then you forget that, then you know you're kind of falling back. You're forgetting about your why, and you're forgetting that what is the impact of your why. So that's how the meaning is related. That taking your why and giving it meaning, that's what the meaningful impact is. And then not only bringing it in your mindset, not only bringing in your beliefs, not only bringing it in your actions and behaviors, but taking it 10 steps further and widening your sphere of influence. And that's how we move from being an expert to being an authority to being an influencer.
Okay, you mentioned influencer. Let's go for what's the difference between manipulation, persecution, influence, and influencer?
Great question. So when we talk about manipulation, you already have an intent of what you want from somebody. And of course, you know, when you're influencing somebody, when you're persuading somebody, when you're being an influencer, the intent is always there. There is intent in some form or shape. But the intent, it's the quality of intent. What is the quality of your intent? So for example, folks, you know, I would love to share with you Rebel. And my friendship is just, you know, beautiful. There's intent is there. But it's an intent of, let's say, making sure that, you know, our friend is doing well. So I'm just going to give a simple example that Rebel because she cares for me, the intent is that, okay, you know what? Divya is my friend. I'm going to support her. So that's why she's interviewing me. So that's an intent. It's pure selfless intent right there. Now, let's say if there is another person who comes to me and says that, you know what? I would like to interview you. And then there is one reason, like, you know, okay, I would like to interview you, but I would like you to speak on this topic. And this is how it's going to help you. And they kind of share with you what's going to happen. And then maybe their audience does not match my audience. And then they're trying to give me some incentives. They're trying to give me some rewards and bonuses. And the whole idea is that it's not about what's going to benefit the other person or what's going to benefit maybe my audience, but it's more about that how am I going to benefit and how is my, I don't even know if they're thinking about how will their audience benefit. Maybe when the whole focus is all about on the self, it's all about me, me, me. And now if you may be giving something to the other person, but the intent and the action is all happening where the other person is not benefiting, that's manipulation. And in some cases, sometimes people will hide things from you. Now, let me kind of elaborate on that. Sometimes if you hide something from somebody, which is for the good, for example, let's say, you know, somebody's dress, somebody loves somebody to wear, like, you know, a wonderful dress, they've worn the dress, and they're probably going to go and change out as long as they're happy with the dress and it's not falling into anybody's objections or, like, you know, for, like, whatever they want to dress in. Like, so, for example, millennials, let's just say that, you know, millennials and Z generations, they're going to work in jeans, they're going to work in shorts. So that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, at the same token, you come from a place that, no, you are persuading them. You are manipulating that if you don't wear that outfit, then, you know what? You will not get promotion. So now what is happening is that you're enforcing something on somebody, which is not good. But at the same token, let's say somebody just wear something what they want to wear, everything is good. And then some people may be talking bad behind them when we are talking about hiding something. So hiding something comes from two different places. One is from a place of intention, which is good. One is a place from intention that's bad. So let's say there are gossip mongers at work. And now somebody wears some types of clothes. Maybe they're not looking the best. And now there are these gossip mongers who do the gossip around for everyone, and they say something and you end up hearing that gossip. And now you're not sharing the gossip with the person whose attire may not be the best. It's okay. Because the opinion of these gossip mongers doesn't matter anyway. So when I say that, you know, you're not sharing something with somebody who's your friend, and it's not going to have any impact on them, it's not going to teach them anything, it's not going to help them grow, or it's not going to benefit them, then it's okay. Because it's not coming from a place of malice. But now if you're hiding essential information, that may... So for example, let's say gossip mongers may have talked about that, oh, you know what? There may be layoffs happening. And so this new position is opening up, and it would be good to change jobs or apply for position in this another department. Now what you're doing is you're not sharing that information with the person who might get laid off and who may have the opportunity just because. Then that's part of manipulation, that you are not telling them, and you may be saying, oh yeah, everything will be good, don't worry about it. You know, these are all rumors. So And it's possible there may be rumors, but you know, if you tell that person that, you know, I heard this and then I'm just going to let you make your own decision, then you're allowing the person to make their own decision. But now if you're being sneaky and not sharing with them, that could benefit them. That could fall under manipulation. And these are such grays. You know, there are so many shades of gray in between that we just cannot define in the time we have. I've shed a little bit on manipulation. Now let's talk about persuasion. So in persuasion is, persuasion can be good sometimes. So for example, let's say someone is having heart issues, okay? And now, but they're not leading the lifestyle that will help them get better. So now, if you are the patient's wife or spouse, and now if you go and talk to the doctor that, hey, you know what, can you talk with my spouse about leading a healthy lifestyle? So in that case, persuasion can be good because now you're persuading them to see another person's viewpoint. So persuasion is more about, like, you know, helping the other person either change their mind or take some action. I mean, taking some action, it happens in all instances, right? But the key is that persuasion can be, again, good or bad. If it is in their benefit, then how you go about it, persuasion can be good. But now, if you're persuading somebody through guilt, for example, let's just kind of take an example of a mother with a child, or even let's take an example of a workforce, right? Let's say if it's a boss that, oh yeah, I worked the whole weekend, and now the employee does not want to work long hours. But what you're doing is you want them to work long hours, and now you're saying, oh yeah, most of the other employees were here till like 8 p.m. and I worked the whole weekend. So what's happening is here is that it's part manipulation and it's part persuasion. So is it in their benefit? So the questions to ask is that, what is your intention? What is the action that you want the other person to take? And is it in their benefit? So the persuasion can be in borderline between manipulation and persuasion. And then we also talk about the persuasion coming from a good intent. Now we go to the influence. So usually when we talk about influences, there can be so many different factors. There can be situational. So for example, let's say you're driving and now you see that your gas is going to run out in 20 miles. So as soon as you see a gas station, you take that exit even though you don't want to take that exit. So situation has influenced in you to take that action. So that can be a one form of influence. Now, when we talk about people to people, if you are an influencer, and when I talk about an influencer is, it can be a celebrity. Now, this is, we are talking at different levels. You can be a mom, you can be a CEO, you can be a manager, you can be a retail store keeper, you can be an editor of a newspaper. So in this situation, your credibility, your expertise is recognized by other people. And when you say something, it carries weight. So for example, every single time, right, when we talk about the Treasury, if it comes out, you know, one statement from Greenspan when he used to be in the Treasury, one statement from the Treasury is that possibly the interest rates may go up, it influences the whole market. Similarly, when a celebrity is endorsing a product, as if they really believe in it, or if they've really used it, then what does it do? Because people believe in them, people trust them, They're able to influence others to take action. So there are a lot of different levels of influence. So if it's a mom, right, for a young 4 or 5 year old, when a mom teaches a young child that you gotta be cautious about strangers, then of course that child is going to trust his mom. So when we talk about influence, the element of trust has deepened. So the way I see it is that as we keep on going up the ladder, you know, probably the lowermost rung of the ladder is manipulation, then comes the persuasion, then comes influence. You're building the trust. You have shown that you deliver on your promises. You have shown that you are a person who cares about other people. You have shown that you are somebody who is trustworthy. You are somebody who has earned somebody's trust. You have shown through your actions, behaviors, and how you lead and how you show up. So that's an influencer. Now, when I talk about an influencer who is influential, that's taking it one more step further, folks. That's when it's nothing but pure caring for the other people. It's not just about you and your family. It's not just about you and your neighbors. It's just not about you and people in your circle. It goes way beyond. It's about the greater good. It's about the planet. It's about the whole mankind. It's about the humanity. So think about it. There's so many different scientists who labor away day in and day out, and they may not even get their name out there. But their whole intention in their heart is that I want to create a difference. I want to create something new. And that can be for an inventor, folks. It can be for somebody who just goes so many National Geographic, whole crew and whole team is out there filming different species and bringing that back to us. So we don't see them, their names splashed over anywhere. We may not even recognize them. Maybe Richard Attenborough, you know, who used to be the narrator. But think about it, the whole crew that goes out there, you know, maybe they're experiencing those extreme temperatures and weather, and we don't even know their name. Same thing about movies. You know, there goes so many people going in there, but the intent is that, okay, this message, I'm part of this, and this is going to make a difference. And when that happens, that when you're willing to put others first, when you're willing to think about the greater good, and when you're willing to think about the planet as a whole, that's when the influential happens. Because think about it. Let's say, you know, for you and I, if you're just kind of thinking about Rebel, is we walk out in our car as we are driving, we just see the roads, we see the highways, we see what surrounds us. But now, let's say you hop on a plane, and now you are probably, I don't know, 10,000, 15,000 feet level. You are able, your house and your car becomes very small. You're able to see the whole picture as to wherever you're flying out. Let's say if you're over a city, you know, you're able to see different highways, those little dotted cars traveling on the highway, or traffic, or houses and parks and lakes or ocean, whatever it is. Now take it one step further. Let's say where you are in the space, and you're able to see the planet Earth as one globe where everything is just blue and green and the clouds spanning, and you don't see those little details. Let's say even now you take yourself and move further out into the universe where planet Earth is just a speck. So it's in the perspective, folks. Influential is dissolving the hubris. It's about dissolving that ego that travels with us And I'm not saying that become totally selfless or become Mother Teresa or become the Lama or Gandhi or Martin Luther King. It's about finding that space in your heart, creating that space in your heart, just like you have love for your family, for your friends, and for the causes that you care about. It's about just taking that one step further and creating that space where you're looking at the bigger picture, moving out, where you're looking at forest for the trees and you're looking at the trees for the forest, not forgetting about the details or not forgetting about the whole big picture, but just becoming part of it, just becoming connected. And that's when that happens, folks. That's when you become influential.
Wow, I can see the difference there. So you talked a lot about all these things. If someone's an expert, don't people already know these experts?
Well, here's the thing, right? There's so many different experts. A lot of people may know them, but think about it. Now, in this knowledge and information age, we are no longer in the industrial age. We are in this information age where we are bombarded by information every 2 minutes. So yes, people may know you, but how do they know you? How do they see you? How do you show up? So yes, few handful of people may know you, but unless you have that personalized and definitive message that resonates with people like yourself or with people who want to move forward towards your same cause, you'll be one of many. So it's very crucial to become one in many. The reason being that, yes, you have the expertise, but are you known? Do you have that trust factor with people? So basically, how big is your reach? And that's where, you know, as we talk about it, because how you're showing up, we have talked about an expert. An expert is, their sphere of influence is small. And as you keep on mastering your craft, your competency, your confidence level keeps on going up to being an authority. And as you keep on building upon your authority and your competencies and your mastery of your craft, and as you're reaching more and more people, and as more and more impact you're having, and you can have more and more impact only when you're reaching more people. And when you reach more people, that's when you become influencer. So that's where that term is coming from, it, right? These people who are on social media with large following, they put out a post and something happens and people follow it. It could be that, for example, one of the musicians or one of the thought leaders, they put out something that, oh yeah, this book is good. So just for an example, Bill Gates, he says 5 essential books to be read. And guess what? Everybody's going to go check it out. Everybody's going to buy one of the books if it resonates with them. So that's the difference I'm talking about, Rebel, that yes, people know you, but the key is how many people know you, and the key is how deep you are in your impact. So it's at 2 levels. It's not only about people knowing you, but it's also about how meaningful of an impact you are creating. How far are you reaching? How many lives you are changing? How many other people are becoming influencers and leaders because of you?
Wow, that sounds pretty powerful.
Thank you.
What are some of the mistakes authors, entrepreneurs, and experts make?
Well, I'll just share, like, you know, 5 mistakes that some of the authors, one of the first things they make is that, okay, I'm just going to take an example of an author. My book is written. I did my book launch. and that's it, I'm done. So that's one of the first mistakes, that you're done. So you're never done, folks. So just like you gotta breathe every single day that you're alive, similarly, like you gotta water your plants every single day for them to thrive. Same way, it's a journey. So that's the first mistake, that people think that it's one and done. It's not one and done. It's about changing the mindset to knowing that it's a journey and it's work in progress. So that's one of the first mistakes. Like, same thing, like, let's take an example about entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs think that too, that, oh, you know what? I have built the product, it's really good, and I did some marketing, I got some clients, I'm done. No. Then, secondly, one of the mistakes people make is that, I'm not supposed to market. Mm-mm. So whether you're a leader in an organization, or whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you are a CEO, whether you're an author, whether you're a mom, you think like, oh, marketing is not for me. Marketing is a taboo word. I don't want to think about it. But let me share with you folks. That's a myth, that marketing is only for marketers. Marketing is for everyone. And to me, the definition of marketing is that if you are trying to get something done, how are you influencing the other person? How do others perceive you? How are you showing up? Because let's say, I'm just going to take an example of a book again. So book has done really well, maybe book got some awards, but now you just kind of put it, you're not talking about it. You are not, I mean, who cares about your own product? Who cares about your service? Who cares about your book, you the most? If you stop talking, then other people will forget in today's crowded market, in today's market and age of information overload. So the thing is that you gotta market consistently. You gotta market continuously. It's the same thing. So basically, marketing is nothing but building relationships, folks. The third mistake that entrepreneurs make is that if my product is good, then people will come and buy it. It will happen. And I'll advertise the product. Let me share with you folks, in today's day and age, and even before, people buy from people. People just don't buy your product. You can create. Let's talk about Apple. You may say, oh yeah, people go and buy iPhones. Yes, people buy iPhones, but think about it. What's the message behind it? It's people buy philosophy. People buy what resonates with them emotionally. So, for example, what does iPhone mean? What does iPhone stand for? High quality, innovation. And if I have iPhone, I can do FaceTime with other iPhone. It's about, so what's happening is that it's building a community. If you're an iPhone user, then you are someone special. So that's one of the key things, that, okay, if you're selling solid products, physical products, then, but it gotta stand for something. It's the values behind it. It's the message behind it. That's what people buy. Is it connecting with people emotionally? And same thing, now let's talk about, take this principle and push it towards people interaction. So for example, if I were to go to a doctor, right? And it's how a doctor cares for me. They're looking out for me. So I'm going to give their name or referral to the other person. So that's the marketing that's happening. And how did that marketing happen? Because the doctor was really nice to me, showed me a lot of care, and looked out for me. The fourth is that I build a website, and that's it. No, folks, it's just not the website. It's what's inside your website that counts. It's how your message is. What kind of story are you telling yourself? What kind of story are you telling others? And if we move it back to the relationships, which is between people to people, let's say if you are a CEO, if you're not telling the right story, if you're not giving out the right message, your employees will not connect with you. Same thing as an entrepreneur, your prospects, your market will not connect with you, and you will be losing out on gaining clients. And that's why so many businesses fail. And I see that we are nearing the time. So I would like to share very quickly on the last mistake that authors make, or the entrepreneurs and everybody makes, is that you're an expert. I'm done learning. Folks, I got news for you. You're never done learning. The key is to be a lifelong learner. Because when you're a lifelong learner and when you have an open mind, you will keep on deepening your knowledge, your mastery. And as you continue to gain mastery, you keep on climbing the ladder of that influence and impacting people. And as you continue to learn, your impact deepens. So never ever think that you're done learning.
Well, that is very impressive. I hope everyone enjoys this interview as much as I did. It was great. It was very influential. Thank you for sharing with us, Divya.
Absolutely. And as a gift, public speaking is such a great fear. I would like to share a link, if I may.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, and usually this is an audio course for public speaking. And the reason you may ask me that, why the heck I should worry about public speaking. But here's the thing, every one of us gets to speak somewhere, somehow. So the public speaking helps you get over that fear. So the courses, especially if you are on the journey of becoming an authority and an influencer in your industry or even in your personal life, public speaking really helps. So I want to give you the gift. It is, can I invite you to say that so that way, I'm not doing Charlie and David.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, it's https://, success. Is there a dot in there? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
success.diviaparekh.com/public-speaking-audio-course/.
And Rebel, thank you so much. You are such a wonderful friend, and I'm so grateful for your friendship. It's an honor to be your friend. So thank you so much. And of course, listeners, thank you again. And I appreciate each and every one of you.
Wonderful. Until next time, folks.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.diviaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@diviaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.